on radio, online and on mobile. This is Sports World with Lee James.
I spent Saturday here in Birmingham for the Indoor Athletics Grand Prix as the world's best athletes made their final preparations before the World Indoor Championships in 3 weeks' time. There's no doubt that one of the standout athletes of the last 2 years has been Jamaica's Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, double world champion in both the 100 and 200 metres and Olympic 100 metres champion. The Jamaican has confirmed she'll compete at both the World Indoors in 3 weeks and the Commonwealth Games. So how is she feeling about what's been a dream few years?
Yes, it was one of those surreal moments and very, emotional for me because I worked really hard because my first season as a professional athlete being out of school, so I had the time just to focus fully on track. So when I actually accomplished what I did, I was just really excited because I knew the amount of work that I put in and the amount of focus that I had going into the World Championship. And to come out on top was just like awesome. But not only in the 100, but in 200 and then in 4x1. It was just a wonderful feeling to go home with 3 gold medals.
I remember being here this time last year and looking back to the Olympics. And one of the things you said was, and I finally won Jamaican Sports Personality of the Year. It means a lot to you that the island shares in your success too.
Yes, because, after doing what I did in 2008 and in 2009, and then I've never gotten, a sportswoman award. I'm like, are you kidding me? And I've always said maybe I need to break a world record to get a female Jamaican sports award. And then when I actually got it, I was like, oh yeah, I finally won. If you never get one again, you can say, oh, I got one. It was very good. So that's the kind of feeling for me. It's a first.
What really excited us last year in Moscow was Muriel Ahure running you as close as she did, with two silver medals for Ivory Coast. She's here as well. How excited are you by the potential in this rivalry?
The female athletes generally bring it. They bring it. When they step to the line, they're ready. So if you're not ready, then back off. But for me, I like running against all athletes that are doing very well. And I think Muriel is one of those persons who, when she gets here, she's ready. And I think it brings out the best in you as well as an athlete. Last year, I think when I ran here in Birmingham as well, she was the one. She ran 6-something, I think, in Birmingham. So I'm looking forward to that, maybe pulling me or I pulling her or something. But, I'm looking forward to it.
The World Indoors are only about 3 weeks away. Are we going to see you at those?
Yeah, I've never been to the World Indoors Championship, so I wouldn't miss it, right? So I'm just looking forward to it. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so focused on, trying to put a solid race together to see where exactly I am in terms of the 60 and what is it that I'm working on.
Outdoors later in the year, I hope we can promise you better weather, but there's the Commonwealth Games in Glasgow. I almost said Manchester then. That's the last time it was here in the United Kingdom. Is that on your radar? Will we see you at the Commonwealth Games?
Yes, definitely you'll see me there. I'm excited about that because, again, I've never been to a Commonwealth Games. So I'm looking forward to that. What event are we participating in? I'm not sure, but I definitely know it's either the 100 or 200, but it's not both. I'm not doing both. I'm giving my body a little rest from doing the double because doubling at any championship is very hard. So, I'm just looking forward to going there and the atmosphere.
Fraser Pryce was beaten into second place by Muriel Ahure of Ivory Coast. They both clocked the same time, though, 7.10 seconds. Kim Collins from St Kitts and Nevis was also here in Birmingham. Collins, of course, won gold in the 100 metres at the World Championships back in 2003 in Paris. But he's not competed for his country since the 2012 Olympics. Collins was expelled by his team for missing training sessions. He said he was being punished for spending time with his wife. Collins is hopeful he will soon be welcomed back.
In speaking to my friends back home, I know that we recently had elections for the track and field executive, and there are some new members on the executive. And I'm in a little bit of dialogue with them, so I'm trying to find out what will happen. I know that it will take some talking and some sitting down, and hoping that we can sit down and talk and move on. I have to wait and find out, and I'm trying to get it done as soon as possible because World Championships is very soon.
We hope to see you there. If not you, though, if you're not appearing in your national vest quite that soon, looking at some of the people you'll be racing here in Birmingham, if not you, then who is what I'm going to get at for who might win those medals in your absence?
Wow, I think it's so open, mainly because there's hardly any room for error. So you can have a good race in the heats and bad race in the finals. It happens so easily. And based on what persons are running, I know there are persons who will run faster. Some may maintain their speed and some will actually get slow. But again, it comes down to on that day, at this time, who will execute the best race? Because it's going to be quick. It's going to be a quick and easy one.
See, Nesta Carter is here. He was on the podium last time. He got the bronze medal. But James Dasa-Olu is, as maybe you could argue, had a breakthrough last year, not dissimilar to the big breakthroughs we've been discussing in your career, the Commonwealth Games and your Worlds.
Well, the difference is keeping your composure. Because a lot of times people come in and underestimate the opponents, think, oh, I got this. It don't necessarily work that way. Sometimes, depending on who's next to you, it causes the person to break. So there are a lot of little factors that can cause an athlete to make it or break it, especially in such a short distance where there's no room for error.
Well, it wasn't only Nesta Carter who finished ahead of Kim Collins. Ahead of them both was James Dasa-Olu of Great Britain in the 60 metres in a time of 6.50 seconds. Our athletics commentator Ed Harry was watching alongside me in Birmingham. And Ed, we had a third world record in 15 days for Genzebe Dibaba of Ethiopia.
Yep, Lee, 1,500, 3,000 metres and now 2 miles. And in the middle of that 15-day period, she's also celebrated her 23rd birthday and established herself as red-hot favourite for 3,000 metres gold at next month's World Indoor Championships. She spoke here in Birmingham of following in the footsteps of elder sister Tirunesh Dibaba, but even she's never had 15 days like this. In the English Midlands, Meseret Defar's 5-year-old world best was beaten by almost 6 full seconds. Dibaba's fellow Ethiopians also impressed. Reigning world champion, indoors and out, Mohamed Aman set a personal best and broke his own national record to take the 800 metres. And last year's world championship 5,000 metres silver medalist, Hagos Gebrehiwet, led an Ethiopian 1-2-3 in the 3,000 metres. Olympic long jump champion Greg Rutherford has made a long-awaited return to competition. In his first outing of 2014, he was third behind the world champion Alexander Menkov of Russia.
Listen again to our best bits on Audio Boom at BBC Sports World.